Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about how to kickstart construction business with low investment. And again, this episode has been sponsored by me. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.startractor.com or call me at 817-733-3799. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Investment is an important requirement for starting off any business. You may have the skill and experience needed to start the business, but if you do not have the required sum of money, it becomes quite difficult to get into any kinds of business. You can definitely borrow money from some lenders, but you got to at least have some portion of money with you to give it a kickstart, and stay low, if you're going to do this, don't go out and buy equipment, rent for right now. As long as you have an office and a complete few projects, you will not even find any investors who can help you with lending money. Not would like to invest in money, invest their money on a person who has skill and experience, but no money to become an entrepreneur. This is why that you should start saving some money from the day you dream of starting a business so that you can bring into the effort your business plans with a small amount that you have saved. People who have thought of starting a construction business can definitely begin with low investment. All they need to have is an idea, and they can execute and some skills and experience to run the business. It is recommended that people who have belonged in this industry and who have been apart for a good period of time should think of getting into construction business, and guys and gals who have never been a part of it want to begin this venture with the first. This venture should first join a construction company, and study how things work. And only when they are completely confident, they should go out and start their own business. Newbies can end up losing all their money, as their lack of experience can prove to be very costly to them. Number one, start taking small projects. Taking small projects is a big deal. You know, that's how you get started. Work with your GCs and contractors. Big projects definitely have more money for the new construction company that does not have enough investment to fund a big project should not go for it. They should rather focus on smaller projects and gather experience of running their business. Small projects have the capabilities of making more money for you, and in this process, try to develop your assets as well as create your company portfolio. These small steps that you take will prove to be quite helpful to you in the long run. Once you have the company profile, you can spread across the people in your circle so that they can give you more work. In this fashion, you can keep yourself busy with the work and earn money, and also increase the size of your company by making very low investments, And finally, take heavy equipment on rent, not buy. Heavy equipment are necessary and also expensive commodity. Buying a construction machine will cost you thousands of dollars. Therefore, you have to look into an alternative that will save you money and also meet your requirements. What you can do is that the heavy equipment on rent once you have a project in hand and return it once you are done. You only have to pay the rental, which should not burn a hole in your pocket. Do what's right. Get the right product, get the right piece of equipment, and rent it. If you got any questions, give me a jingle, 817-733-3799. Thank you, and God bless.